The Land of the Cornflower by Rob Hoarhouse.